We will be starting the Gospel Music Buffet. The official start of the show will take place right after this. Our first song coming up to take us to the top of the hour. And with me is my precious wife, Terry.
And that would be me.
That would be you. And we just want to let you know that the Gospel Music Buffet is being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And here's Sandy Patty.
It is well with my soul.
Sandy Patty, and It Is Well With My Soul. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And the two people bringing the show to you, my name is Frank Crabtree, and your name is?
Terry Crabtree.
That's my precious wife.
Yeah.
And now it's time to start the show the way we used to back in the old days.
And turn your radio on.
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Oh, yes, turn your radio on.
Glory share. Radio receiver, all you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you listen in, you'll be a believer, leaning on the truth that'll never fall. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Official opening to our show when we started the show. Oh goodness, let's see, back in 20, I think our first show was 2015, and then in 2016 we got our own studio here at the house and we started doing the show here, and that was a song where both of us agreed to start the show with, you know.
Well, I really was the one that liked it the best.
Well, you know, when the wife agrees, both of you agree, okay? If the husband wants peace in the valley, that's the way it is, you know.
Well, and so it is.
Hey, listen, I read my book of husbandry. You know, I did.
Amen to that.
When the wife says, I won't turn your radio on to open up the program, thou shalt do that, husband, or you're not going to get a hot meal for a month. And here's our first group, Greater Vision.
Looking for the grace.
On the horizon of a sky that's blue, a change of weather, I know is coming soon. Dark clouds are gathering. Test my faith. What will I ask of God whenever I pray?
I won't be seeking for answers in advance, nor to be delivered from this trying circumstance. Won't be begging for freedom from the pain, just asking for God to hold my hand again.
I'm looking for the grace. For the peace that transcends each worry I face, I'm looking for the helper to come my way. Not looking for the great escape, I'm looking for the grace,
not for an ending, to the hurt or special treatment that I know I don't deserve won't ask to be lifted from the mire. Just praying for grace to shield me from the fire.
Be found. I sought for meaning in the words of great men. All the words just let me down. Not seeking justice for the things that I'd done. My soul needed mercy and I found it in God's Son.
It's a useless dream you're chasing. You'll find no peace until you seek His face.
Amen.
The answer's right before you at the foot of the cross. You'll find that it's a holy place. Confess your sins and let them all die. Pick up your cross that Jesus turned your life around and you'll find the rest.
Grace at the foot of a rugged cross.
my goodness, Legacy 5, and I Found Grace. And before that, Greater Vision and Looking for the Grace.
They found it.
They did at the foot of the cross
they
of Calvary.
Sure did.
Here are the tallies.
And no other word for grace but amazing.
Amen.
Can't explain the beauty of a rose. White can't tell the magic in the air when it snows. Marvelous can't half convey the grace of the King. The only amazing. There's no other word for grace but amazing. No other explanation will do. Unmerited favor.
And no other word for grace but amazing. Here's Brian Free and Assurance.
Beyond Amazed.
I have tried to draw the limits of God's mercy and forgiveness, but I'm always left astonished and surprised. He refuses to conform to what I would do and not do. I'm reminded that his ways are not like mine. He can move the mountains and leave me speechless. Every day I'm overwhelmed by the God he is. He went beyond the throne of heaven, beyond what hell expected, so he could take my cross. That's what love would cost. He knew I needed saving, so he was right there waiting to wrap me up in grace. I stand here beyond amazed. I stand here beyond amazed. find. And I stand here as a witness to his goodness and his greatness, though it's way beyond my power to describe. He is always faithful, and he leaves me speechless. Though I'll never understand, I still believe. He went beyond the throne of heaven, beyond what hell expected, so he could take my cross. That's what love would cost. He knew I needed saving, so he was right there waiting to wrap me up in grace. I stand here beyond amazed. I stand here beyond amazed. I could search forever, but I know that I could never find the words to say how my life was changed, because he went beyond the throne of heaven, beyond.
Brian Free and Assurance and Beyond Amaze. Of course, our first, four songs about grace. And something I've posted on a Facebook before, and I would like to read it. It says, I do not understand the mystery of grace, only that it meets us where we are, but does not leave us where it found us. And that's by Anne Lamott. And that is a beautiful, beautiful quote. Beautiful. So I that kind of fit in there, so I thought I would just interject that, you know. And we've got to do some shout outs to some folks.
Yes, we do. I've got to give a big shout out to Judy Merritt over in Somerset, Kentucky, and thank you so much for sharing.
And God bless you. Yeah,
we appreciate you so much. And Sharon and Vic Crane over in Simi Valley, California. Hey, Sharon and Vic, I tried to tag you, but I guess I can't tag you on Facebook for some reason. But anyway, thank you all for worshiping with us.
They won't let you play tag on Facebook anymore. I've tried to.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you have to tag in the main post.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thank you all so
much. Yeah, thank you.
And Stephanie Preston made it back, and she's over in Clinton, Mississippi.
Clinton, Mississippi, yeah.
Thank you so much. And we have Kathy Parker over in Brighton, Tennessee with Willie and Waylon.
And you know who they like?
Meow, meow, meow. They like the Abby Goodmans.
And here they are.
When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace, on Mount Calvary take my place. Then I ask myself a question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am reminded of His words. I'll leave thee never. If you'll be true, I'll give to you life forever. Oh, I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles until they're won. For who am I?
Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go.
For who?
Happy Goodman's and Who Am I? Here's Kenny Henson.
That I could still go free.
Lock me up in a prison and throw. Deprive me of the food I eat, and even bind my hands and feet, but as long. To later trod a lowly path that led to Calvary.
that I could still go free, that I could still go free. What kind of man would reach down his hand and do
Kenny Henson, I always have to think about it. He was only 41 years old when he left us, but what a great
legacy
he left, yes. You know. And you know, at those times when we're human, and I'm very, very human, and we sometimes question, like Lord, why did you take him home so soon? And, of course, we can't see the big picture down here, and God can. God can see the big picture, but if I said the thought never crossed my mind, because they were winning so many people to the Lord. But you know what? Kenny Henson is still winning people to the Lord today.
Absolutely.
And he will go on winning people to the Lord with his music and his dedication and his testimony of when he was alive. And he sang like that and sang songs of praise right up until he took his last breath.
Yes. And we just found out this morning that one of our dear friend and listener, Pam Marshfield, has gone to go to be with the Lord.
Yes.
And
I still can't believe it.
Yeah. She was such a supporter of our station and just
listened to all of our shows. And then if she would miss a gospel show and I had it uploaded, she would send me a private message and say, would you send it to me? And of course I would. And she was praying for me when I had COVID.
Right.
And has just been so precious. Lost her husband, a couple years ago?
Yeah, it's been a few years now.
Yeah, a few years ago. And it breaks my heart.
Yeah, blew me away.
Yeah. And nobody found her for several days is what I'm hearing. And that's what really rips my heart out, that she was by herself, you know, and that alone. And she was terrified of the storms. Right. That they had.
Well, she's
down
not
in Florida
by herself anymore.
No, she's not.
She's not, and we need to rejoice for her because even though we will miss her, she is far better off than we are.
I'm going to think about her as I play this song by Squire Parsons. Will there be spoken
just a conspirator to wear my pain is gonna end in sight. There's just a few more days to live, then I must take my heavenly flight for the Beulah land. I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand.
Squire Parsons and Sweet Beulah Land. Here are the Hoppers.
The holy hills of heaven call me.
This house of faith.
Choppers and the Holy Hills of Heaven Call Me. That was beautiful.
Oh, we've got to give some shout-outs.
Oh, let's do it.
To some folks sitting on the porch singing with us.
Is that
worshiping with us?
Does that not take you back in time?
It does.
People
just
listening
so excited.
To the radio, sitting on their porch.
Yes.
Listening to gospel music
yes.
on Sunday.
I've got to say hi to Bobby and Diana Lyons in Somerset, Kentucky, and Brother Herschel Whitaker. Our very own veteran.
Yes, one of our favorite veterans. A Korean War veteran. He's 91 years young, I believe.
We love him.
We do love him.
We have this song for you.
We do. It's the Chuck Wagon Gang.
And Come On to Me.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed.
Brother Herschel Whitaker and the Chuck Wagon Gang, and we have Brother Barry Flatt, who is a bass singer.
Hey, Barry.
And he sings with the Southern Harmony Quartet, or sang with the Southern Harmony Quartet.
Is he in Somerset or Russell Springs?
He's in Russell Springs.
Russell Springs.
Yeah, but he's in demand, so every community is trying to get Barry Flatt to move into its community.
I know, and I've got to also give a big shout-out to my Huckleberry sister, Alicia Holloway.
Hey, Alicia.
Over in Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
Oh, thanks for tuning in. God bless you both. Mwah. And here is that bass singer, Barry Flatt, with the Southern Harmony Quartet, and God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime. Amen.
God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime. I know we can, cause he saved this soul of mine. Mm-hmm. He touched a Samaritan woman. Give a wild man back his mind.
God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Two thieves were hanging on each side of the Lord that day. When he gave his life on Calvary, our sin debt he did pay. One said, Lord, remember me. And he said, this day of mine. God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime.
God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime. I know we can, cause he saved this soul of mine. Mm-hmm. He touched a Samaritan woman. Give a wild man back his mind.
God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime.
They threw old Daniel in the bottom of the lion's den. He praying to the Father, help me, don't let this do me in. They opened up the door, and old Daniel was doing just fine. God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime. God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime. I know we can, cause he saved this soul of mine. Mm-hmm. He touched us, the man and woman. Give the wild man back his mind.
God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime. He touched the Samaritan woman. Give the wild man back his mind.
God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime.
God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime.
My God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime. I know he can, cause he saved his soul of mine. Mm-hmm. He touched the Samaritan woman, gave the wild man back his mind.
God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime.
My God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime. I know he can, cause he saved his soul of mine. Mm-hmm. He touched the Samaritan woman. Give the wild man back his mind.
God can save
anybody, anywhere.
God can save
anybody, anywhere.
God can save
anybody, anywhere, anytime.
That's Barry Flatt and the Southern Harmony Quartet, and God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Well, he can get down low.
Oh, he can. But wow. that wasn't him hitting those high notes.
Oh, no, I didn't think it was him hitting the high notes.
There you go, Barry. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Here are the Kingsmen.
And the Apple Tree Song.
A minister had just closed a revival in a huge Midwestern city. He stepped on the train on his way home and found himself seated beside a young man. For nothing better to do, he turned to the young fellow and tried to start up a conversation with him about the weather or just things in general. He noticed he didn't receive an answer, and he turned to the young man and saw the tears streaming down his cheeks. He told him then, "Son, I'm a preacher. I'm a minister. I'll be glad to help you any way I can." The young man, through his tears, proceeded to tell this story. He said, "Preacher, 2 years ago I got so mean at home that my mom and dad couldn't do anything with me. Well, one day I even went so far as to strike my father with my fist. He told me then, 'Son, we're going to have to ask you to leave home. We can't do anything with you while you're breaking your mama's heart.' Preacher, I wandered all over this country for the past 2 years. And then about 3 weeks ago, I gave my heart and life to Jesus. And I wrote my mom and dad a letter. I told them I'd be on this train. I told them I was coming home." The preacher told him, "Son, that's all well and good, but how do you know you're going to be welcome? How do you know everything's going to be all right at home?" The young man said, "Preacher, we've lived beside these old railroad tracks all of my life in a little old white house. And out behind the house is a great big old apple tree. I told my mom and dad in the letter, if I was welcome home, if everything was all right, just have dad go out back and hang a white rag right in the top of that old apple tree. And I could see it from the train, and I'd know then that everything was all right. Preacher, we're almost home. We're almost home. Would you look out the window and tell me what you see? I want to go home so bad, and I'm afraid that white rag won't be in the top of that apple tree. The preacher dusted the window of the train and looked out. Then he had a great big grin on his face. He said, "Son, son, why, you don't have a thing in the world to worry about. That old apple tree's in full blossom. Why, there's white rags hanging all over it from one end to the other. That's all I can see is white rags. And out under the apple tree, I see that gray-haired old mom and dad of yours standing there waving a big white bed sheet saying, 'Come on home, son. Come on home.' And you know, that's just like God. No matter how mean we've been, no matter how wicked we've been, no matter what we've done in and with our lives, all we have to do is say, 'Jesus, help me. Jesus, take away my sin.' And He'll welcome each and every one of us home."
Kingsman and the Apple Tree Song. And you can see why I don't play it that often, because
yeah, both of us were
it tears me up. I've heard that, you know, I guess 34, 35 years ago, and I can listen to it today and get just as emotional. I can see, and I'm very visual, so is Terry. I can see everything that they're describing in the song. I can see the mama. I got to quit talking. Woo! Oh, here are the Cathedrals. And he made a change.
Changing me, he can make a change in you. Now I've seen some old friends shaking their heads.
the cathedrals, and he made a change. You know, it's funny that Barry Flatt is here today, because this next song that I'm getting ready to play is a result of him posting this song about 3 years ago. I think it's been about 3 years, Barry. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I guess he was going through some rough times and put this song up on his Facebook page that I'm getting ready to play. And it touched me so deeply that I came down to the radio studio, went over to Amazon Music, found the song, and downloaded it. And it's been a part of our gospel library ever since because of Barry Flatt.
That's wonderful.
Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
And sometimes it takes a mountain.
That I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while, but Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. But this, I will admit, has brought me to my knees. I need your love, and I'm not ashamed to say. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes a desert to get a home. So much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a trust. Sometimes it takes a day.
trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and
Gaither Vocal Band, and Sometimes It Takes a Mountain. And I had that song programmed in yesterday. I didn't put it in today with Barry arriving on the scene. I had no idea that he was going to be, you know, with us. Have you, you've seen the movie Sergeant York, haven't you? And Sergeant York was sitting there, and he said, "The Lord sure do move in mysterious ways sometimes," you know. So the Lord certainly does move in mysterious ways sometimes, you know. And then when I pray for God to lead, guide, and direct me, I know that sounds like a Christian cliche, but that's what we ought to be praying every day. But I pray especially hard when I'm putting the show together. And then God will speak to my heart and put songs in there when I'm programming the show. And then I feel led to move a song into a different position later on. And it's almost like, yeah, that's it, Frank. Okay, because I get peace about it right away, you know, so... Anyways, I'm just having a great time tonight, and it's so good having you along, Miss Terry.
Well, thank you, Mr. Frank.
And I want to thank the folks who are listening on delayed broadcast, because you are listening to the Gospel Music Buffet, and it is being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And here are the Booth Brothers.
Because He Lives.
God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know and life is worth the living just because He lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy. Fine, oh,
Booth Brothers, Because He Lives. Here are the Freemans.
In spite of the storm.
I've been sailing against life's terrible contrary winds. My mast often reels and it shrieks, and sometimes even bends. I'm laden with burdens, the heaviest light ever bore. But though I'm reeling and rocking, I'm a few waves from docking. I'm still sailing in spite of the storm.
In spite of the storm, I feel his hand on the wheel. So bold, afloat, till he whispers, be still. And if I have to hold on to ride out these waves, though I'm leathered and weathered and warm, until I drop anchor in Bay, I'm still sailing in spite of the storm. My old compass is working, it's guiding through currents and straits. That old sailing as I'm sailing my vessel by faith. Through the thick of the fog, I'll wait for the sound of the horn. Rain, lightning, and thunder, it can't take me under. I'm still sailing in spite of the storm. In spite of the storm, I feel his hand on the wheel. So I'll keep this old boat afloat till he whispers, be still.
Beautiful song by the Freemans, In Spite of the Storm. Here are the Florida Boys.
And you need to pray.
Why do you constantly go it alone when he's walking right by your side? Trials you're facing will all go away. It's easy, friend, you need to pray.
Pray without ceasing, pray till you cry.
may be great, and you just don't know where to turn. Never forget, Jesus knows you by name, the lesson your heart needs to learn.
Pray without ceasing, pray till you cry, pray till your burdens take wings and fly. Pray till it's over, till help's on its way. There to stop trying, you need to pray. Pray without ceasing, pray till you cry, pray till your burdens take wings and fly. Pray till it's over, till help's on its way. Never stop trying, you need to pray.
J.D. Sumner in the Stamps, and Lord, teach me how to pray. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And you want to do a shout out real quick before we go to the Lord in prayer.
Yeah, thank you to Dwayne Reynolds over in Woodstock, Kentucky, worshiping with us.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much.
He's been here the whole time, and I haven't said God bless you to him yet.
You better say it.
God bless you, Dwayne. If y'all would like to join me in prayer, that would be absolutely wonderful. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this time of fellowship, for this time of worship through all these wonderful gospel songs. And Father, I ask that you bless everyone who listened to the show live and bless those who are going to be listening to the show a little bit later on delayed broadcast. Lord, we pray for the family and friends of Pam Marshfield, who is now with you, Lord. Even though we know to be absent from the body is to be present with you, Father, we still have pain when a loved one moves on to heaven. Lord, there's a void and emptiness that you can fill. You can fill it, Father, with comfort and fill it with peace. Father, help us to be better at loving others and not condemning others. Lord, by your example of loving us, even when we were sinners, you've shown us that we can hate the sin, but we need to love the sinner just as you did with us, sending your only Son, Jesus Christ, to pay our sin debt as he suffered and died on the cross. Father, help us to spread your unconditional love in our little corner of the world. Father, tonight I ask you to give strength and healing to those who need it, whether it's an emotional or physical need. I ask you to put your arms around those needing peace and comfort and bring them close to you, Lord. Take away their pain, be it physical or emotional. Lord, bless all of our first responders, our policemen, our firemen, our EMTs. Bless all of our healthcare workers, too, who are on the front line. Bless our troops around the world and keep them safe. All these things we ask for in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secrets, how long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light that he cared for you?
Spear family, and how long has it been? That's an old gospel song. I mean, it came out a long, long time ago. I was telling Terry I sang that in church years ago and almost broke both knees because they were knocking together so much. I was so nervous, you know, and made it through because I was singing it by myself. If I can sing with somebody else and kind of let them, you know, kind of camouflage my mistakes a little bit.
Now.
Yeah, you know,
You've got a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. But I love the song. I love the Spear family, and Ben Spear was just a phenomenal gospel artist.
That's the most important.
And a beautiful. Oh, the message is absolutely fantastic. Yeah, mm-hmm. Folks, you've been listening to the Gospel Music Buffet, and it is being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. A part of Wesley Communications, and a big shout out to all you folks who are listening to this in the morning, possibly, and we're doing the show in real time in the evening. And I want to thank each and every one of you tonight for tuning in. I really felt like we really had some serious worshiping going on tonight.
Absolutely.
And I felt, you know, the Holy Spirit was in the music and in helping me to program the music and play the songs, and it moved me. Many, many songs moved me to tears tonight, but nothing touched me as much as the apple tree.
Yeah,
the apple tree song that by the Kinksmen, that just tore me up.
Oh.
You know,
wow.
But I want to thank you guys for listening tonight. God bless each and every one of you. I hope you have a wonderful week. And Terry, thank you again for coming down and joining me, and making this a husband and wife thing, because you are a gift to the world, a gift to me, and a definite gift to the show, and I love you.
Oh,
we're going out now with Celtic Woman.
And thank you all so much for worshiping with us, and here's Amazing Grace. Ta-ta for now.
Good night, y'all. God bless you.